Redbird football brought to you by the great taste of Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy, and remember to always drink responsibly. Lindenwood gets on the board. They pull within six of Illinois State. John Fitzgerald, Ted Schmitz, Craig Birchie back here at Hancock Stadium on Family Day 2023. Blake Haas back at our network studios in Bloomington. Bird scored the game's 13, but Lindenwood able to take over, and they get in the end zone for the first time and pull within six. Ten 14 to go before halftime. Logan Seibert has it teed up at his own 35-yard line. And the ball blows off the tee, so they'll do it again.
Well, we said they're going to have to score points in this game, and that Illinois State offense has got to go right back down to score again. You're going to have to score a lot of points to win this football game.
Here's the approach by Seibert, end-over-end kick, and it's going to go over the back of the end zone, over the head of Jalen Carr. The Birds will go first down and 10 after the touchback.
Well, the end's whipped up down there quite a bit coming out of the south, and he just hit a line drive with that wind. It drove it out of the end zone.
So the Birds now, after scoring in their first two drives and taking a 13-0 lead, Lindenwood comes back after a Redbird turnover. Now a six-point game. This becomes a critical drive here with 10:14 to go.
All right.
We talked about the fact that this Lindenwood ball club does not quit. They're going to play a full 60 minutes, and they have made a season so far out of outscoring their opponents in the second half. So Anikstead now. Play action pass. Throws right. Pass complete to Casper at the 40-yard line and angled out of bounds on the right-hand side. Great pass in space from Anikstead to find Casper. And that ball was a perfectly thrown ball. Kobe McClendon on the coverage. Casper with a 15-yard pickup from Anikstead.
Well, they're pressing Sopkowitz, so you want to go to some of the other players or run. If you're going to throw to Sopkowitz, you got to throw the fade to it.
Anikstead turns, gives to Cole Mueller, and he's going to be wrestled down in the backfield back at the 33-yard line.
Okay,
it's going to be a loss of six.
Outside zone, and somebody came through and didn't get blocked because he got him in the backfield.
On the right-hand side of the line, kind of collapsed for Illinois State's offensive right-hand side as they got penetration and pulled Mueller down. Loss of six in the play. Anikstead, empty set, throws over the middle, tried to find Casper, and a late flag comes in. Casper was defended going over the middle by Tyrone Griffin, transfer out of Indiana State, the linebacker, who had two stops last week in Macomb. And we'll see how they sort out these flags.
I think it's going to be interference on him.
Quite a bit of contact down there. The Birds could use it. Jumpstart this drive.
It was linebacker.
So an automatic first down for Illinois State after the PI call against Tyrone Griffin.
That's who it was.
6'4 redshirt junior out of Brownsburg, Indiana. Began his career in Terre Haute. So the Birds now first down and 10 from their own 38-yard line. Split eye tandem, Casper in motion, right to left, play action pass. Anikstead with time. He's going to loft it over the middle. Sopkowitz is his man beat, makes a catch at the 20. 15, 10, 5 into the nest. Touchdown, Illinois State.
Well, that's what, when you get press coverage like that, that's exactly what you want to do with your good receiver. Let him go ahead and go deep, and he outran him, John. And perfect throw. That's the fade. That's what you got to do when you're getting that press coverage. Good job by Sopkowitz. Great throw.
62 yards, Daniel Sopkowitz from Zach Anikstead. Sopkowitz with his second touchdown catch of the year. Anikstead with his second touchdown strike of the afternoon. And the Birds tack on six more and answer Lindenwood's first score. The Birds now a 19-7 lead. Ian Wagner on for the PAT. One was blocked, one was true. Casper the hold, good snap. Wagner puts the right foot to it, and it is dead red, and the Birds extend the lead to 13 on a McDonald's scoreboard with 9:11 to play in this second quarter. Illinois State now a 13-point lead on Lindenwood. Redbird fans, download the McDonald's app to start earning free McDonald's and great game day deals on all of your faves in the app. You can also order ahead and save time in line. Download the McDonald's app today. McDonald's, a proud partner of Redbird football. 9:11 to go on our McDonald's scoreboard. Illinois State 20, Lindenwood 7. Back in a moment. You're listening to Illinois State Redbird football on the Xfinity Mobile Redbird Sports Network from Learfield.